This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the second episode of Fracturing Football. Joining us is sports fanatic Max Hurwitz. Welcome, Max.
Shalom, Noah.
What's shalom?
Shalom is hi in Hebrew. It also means bye and peace.
All right. And, of course, the talkative Jack Edwards is also back.
Thanks, Noah. And in this episode, after the first quarter of the season, we're going to talk about who to pick up, who to potentially drop, and who's been performing really well so far this year.
Next, we will discuss our picks from our first episode, and we'll finish the episode off once again talking about the Indianapolis Colts.
Let's get started, boys.
So for our first topic, we're going to be talking about some underrated players that you should pick up in some of your leagues and potentially who to drop. And one guy that I think does not get enough respect is Tyrod Taylor. He's owned in just 10% of leagues, and he's ridiculous. In his first three games, he has 8 carries in each of them. And overall, he's a fantastic quarterback. Got 17 points in PPR leagues in his last game. And I think he really is underrated and is probably nearing that top 10 fantasy quarterback level. And I think you should probably pick him up. He's a good guy to pick up.
All right, if we're looking at quarterbacks, I would pick up Alex Smith. He's the third highest scoring quarterback behind only Brady and Rodgers. Yet, he's still only owned in 63% of the league. So if he's available in your league, you should definitely check him out before Tyrod Taylor, I think. Looking at running backs, Wendell Smallwood, he is going to be the running back of choice for the Eagles after Darren Sproles suffered an injury in week 3. And I would pick him up if he's available in your leagues.
I think that he's a lot like Kerwin Williams, who is the backup to David Johnson in Arizona. But I think the issue with that is, yes, he's going to become the number one guy, but a lot like with Kerwin Williams, is he going to be able to match the points because of like the skill gap between the two guys?
Our next topic is going to be who's doing well so far in the first couple of weeks of the NFL season. And the obvious choice is Kareem Hunt, number one fantasy scorer. He had 87 points after 3 weeks, and he's just a rookie.
I think Kareem Hunt is as Ezekiel Elliott of 2017-2018 football season. I mean, I don't think he's going to keep getting these kind of like high 20, like 40-point games, but I don't think he's going to slow down. I don't think he's going to get upward in the teens and low 20s each game.
So on the topic of quarterbacks, Tom Brady, who had a very disappointing week for fantasy owners the very first week with only 10 points, but he has bounced back in the next 2 weeks with 30 and 35 points. What do you guys think about Tom Brady?
I'll tell you what I think about Tom Brady. He's the greatest of all time. It's hard for me to say because I'm a Colts fan, but Tom Brady is the greatest of all time. He took an L week one, but he bounced back, like Big Sean says. I mean, 30 points, 35 points, like you... Only the GOAT gets numbers like that. 5 passing touchdowns. I mean, the Patriots offense, the combination of Bill Belichick, Jack, and Tom Brady is unmatchable. You can't beat them. You can't stop them when they're on a roll, when he's hot. He has too many weapons. He makes every single player on the field good.
And for our next topic, we'll be talking about looking back at last episode, and so now I'm just wondering, what do you think about some of the predictions we made?
I was very proud of my Mike Evans pick. He's been doing well. I was disappointed that he didn't get to play week one. Same with Jameis Winston. But I think now that they don't have any more bye weeks, you don't have to worry about that for the rest of the season. I think that they're going to be producing their... I think that was a good draft pick. One draft pick that did not go so well is... Jack, you were really on the Jordan Howard train. What happened?
Well, he had a bad week, too. He put up only 0.7 points in PPR leagues, which, I mean, that's going to hurt him a lot. But I think overall this season, he's played well. I mean, he's a touchdown machine. If you take away that week, too, he's one of the better running backs in the league. I think consistency is the only issue for him, and if he can try and get a bit more consistent, I think he's got great potential for this year.
I think you're wrong there. I think that Tyreek Cohen has taken some of his... rushing attempts, and I think he's going downhill from where he was, where you thought he was going to be.
I'd like to add in on that. I think that, first of all, I'm an Indiana Hoosier. I love Jordan Howard. He did great things for the Indiana football program. I mean, that's off topic, but I'm on Jack's side here. I think while Tariq Cohen is taking away some of his touches, he plays for the Bears. The Bears are another team. They're just trash. Like, Mike Glennon, their quarterback, like, who is that? Like, I've never heard of that man before this season. Like, so he's not good at throwing. And then soon they're going to transition to Trubisky. Trubisky played like half a season in college football. Who knows what he can do? So what I'm trying, the point I'm trying to make here is they are a running team. So while they're still sharing some carries, there's still plenty of carries to go around. And like he's a, like you said, he's a touchdown machine. Jordan Howard is speedy. He can run you over. He is strong, and he's just a great all-around running back.
So for our next and final topic, we are going to be talking about our very own Indianapolis Colts. Now, Noah, a lot of people now are very excited about the recent performance of Jacoby Brissett. Sorry, he has a strange last name. Anyway, I'm not too hyped up about him. I don't think he's worth what people are saying he is. What are your thoughts on him?
I disagree. I think that he has potential. I wouldn't choose him as your starting quarterback, but if you have a quarterback who has a bye week in week 5 or week 6, I'll look at picking him up as a backup.
I'm sorry, but I just cannot agree with that. I mean, Brissett, there's so many better options than Brissett. Like you said, Deshaun Watson, like he scored five touchdown passes last week, giving him tying the all-time rookie record for touchdown passes in one game. He's not a bad quarterback, but I'm just saying he's a little below average and definitely not good enough for fantasy football.
All right, so those are your feelings on Jacoby Brissett. How about your feelings on the other Colts players?
Okay, well, I'm pretty high right now on T.Y. Hilton. I have T.Y. Hilton on one of my fantasy teams. While he only scored 4 points against the Seahawks, he had 27, I believe, around. Depends if you're a PPR league or not. But, 27, 28 around there against the Browns.
But he played the Browns.
I know. Let me finish. Anyway, so I would buy T.Y. Hilton low right now because once Andrew Luck's back, you've seen in the past what Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton can do. Last year, I think T.Y. Hilton was the leading reception yards, led the league in reception yards. And so I would buy T.Y. Hilton low because he's going to start booming real quick.
That wraps up our second episode of Fracturing Football. You can find our first episode on WHJE.com. I want to thank you, Max, for joining us in the second episode. Do you have any final thoughts?
I do. There are often times in society where people are discriminated against. This also happens in football. One position that I think is very looked down upon is the kicker. The kicker is very, very valuable. I am strongly opinionated on the kicker. I think the kicker could really improve anyone's team. I think the kicker should be put in the flex position. Don't underestimate the kicker, because the kicker can do wondrous things.
All right. Thank you, Max, for those final comments. Make sure to check out our next episode coming out in the next few weeks. We will have a new guest. And for now, from Jack Edwards.
And Noah Lichtenberg. Catch you next time on Fracturing Football.